Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah to God. We want to welcome you to the prayer, praise, and deliverance ministry. We are a circle of friends here under the teaching and the tutelage of Pastor Darlene Bundage, a wonderful woman of God. This is our hour of power of prayer. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. It's Wednesday. It's the 25th day of March, the year of our Lord, 2020. Hallelujah to God. This month is slowly moving out here, another 6 days or so, and we'll be into April. It's springtime already, and time is moving right along. I'm Apostle Anthony Horsley, be facilitating this morning and getting us started here. Hallelujah to God. We're so glad to be here. We want to welcome you here to the broadcast. We thank everyone that is in queue, and we thank God for being here and His Holy Spirit that is here. Hallelujah. God, we want to get this day started and just praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're excited about what God is doing. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father, of mercy and grace, Thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, Thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, Thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, Thou art welcome in this place. Oh, wonderful Father, I love you. Beautiful Savior, yes I do. Conquering Jesus, I love you too. Oh, wonderful Father, I love you. You made the trees to bear, the heart to care, eyes to see and ears to hear. You gave us the power to understand. You gave your only begotten Son as a sacrifice for the sins of men. Oh, wonderful Father, I love you, beautiful Savior. Yes, I do. Conquering Jesus, I love you too. Oh, wonderful Father, I love you. Now, if Jesus should ask you, would you go? If Jesus should ask you, would you go? Would you take up cross and for Jesus Christ, would you walk? Now, if Jesus should ask you, would you go? If He asks you to be a teacher, would you go? If He asks you to be a preacher, would you go? Would you take up your cross and for Jesus Christ would you mourn. Now if Jesus should ask you, would you go? If he asks you to take a low post, would you go? If he asks you to take a low post, would you go? Take up your cross, and for Jesus Christ, would you mourn? Now if Jesus should ask you, would you go? If he asks you to take the low road, would you go? If he asks you to take the low road, would you go? Would you take up your cross just to serve the God of hosts? Now if Jesus should ask you, would you go? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God, we thank you. Want to welcome you to the broadcast. Hallelujah to God. Trying to get things together, trying to go on and move on. Hallelujah to God in the name of Jesus. Wonderful time to be alive. Hallelujah to God in the name of Jesus. Living in the best of times. Sometimes it seems like we're going through the worst of times. We thank God for the scripture of the week. I believe it's in Psalm 34. I was couldn't find the glasses. I had left the other glasses in the truck so I would have one there. But it's like just the little things in those boxes that spoil the vine. Hallelujah to God. And I was just looking at the prayer requests. Hallelujah to God and how God is doing things. We're going to praise the Lord today. We want to worship the Lord. I was thinking about the greatness of God. I was thanking God even for the prayer on yesterday. I thank God because he's blessing us. He's illuminating us. We are his people. Hallelujah. We are the sheep of his pasture. No doubt about it. Hallelujah, God. We are abiding under the shadow of the Almighty. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you. We ask God to bless us. Bless in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing right now in the name of Jesus, God, that you're moving by your spirit, O Lord God, and that you're moving by your power, O Lord God. God, we thank you, O Lord God, and we just bless your name, O Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for the laying down last night, the early run, and this morning in the name of Jesus. God, we want you to move by your spirit, O Lord God, and we want you to move by your power, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we thank you, O Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name, O Lord God. Lord God, we want to praise your name, O Lord God, for the laying down and the early rising this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we have, O Lord God, you here, Lord God. We have your presence, O Lord God. Lord God, we even want to say, Lord God, as we stand underneath this open door of heaven, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you're moving by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. You're great, O Koshita Nakayasa, God. You do miracles, forgive me, Nakayasa, so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. Thank you, Lord God. You just do the miracles, Sita. You just do miracles so great, God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We hear, Lord God, we're in the circle of friends, oh Lord God. We're in this hour of power that has become awesome, Lord God. An awesome hour of prayer, Lord God. Okay, sir. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Pastor, darling. Hallelujah to God. We thank you. We thank everyone that's here this morning in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, oh, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we want to exalt you, Lord God. We want to praise your name, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. And we praise you today in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. This is the day that you have made, oh, Lord God, we shall rejoice and be glad in you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We thank you. I just worship the praise, Lord. Getting the turn toward the Lord. You know, it seemed like this hour just go by fast. The scripture of the week was a Psalm. Thank you. It's Psalm, I think it's 34. Hallelujah to God. It says, I will bless the Lord at all times. Thank you, Jesus. I'll bless the Lord at all times. Thank you, Jesus. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continuously be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. Hallelujah. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. Hallelujah. It says, the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Thank you, Jesus. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me of my fears. Amen. We thank you. Thank you, Pastor Darling. Hallelujah. Psalm 34, 1 through 4. Hallelujah to God. We're praying. There's so much, hallelujah to God, that God is doing. With this pandemic, hallelujah to God, with the virus there, and hallelujah to God, and to be able to come to the broadcast, hallelujah to God, I want to be mindful of the time. I want to give everybody a chance to express hallelujah to God and to be, hallelujah to God, part of the circle here in the name of Jesus, hallelujah to God. So many things are happening until, hallelujah to God, you just have to give God a praise for his awesomeness. Thank God for the miracle. I don't have to worry about texting my children right now. It would be text. They all are available. You call them, you can get them in person. Hallelujah to God. Everything else is shut down. And God has shown a great demonstration of his power. He just shut the whole United States just about down and other countries. Hallelujah to God. And in the midst of it all, he's unifying. They have some of the best scientists and some of the best minds in the world working together, trying to find a cure, hallelujah to God, trying to work on the situation, hallelujah to God. He have reached the people that are called by his name, hallelujah to God. He's reaching the Jews, he's reaching the Gentiles, he's reaching everybody. Everybody is mindful of what God is doing, hallelujah to God. Went to work yesterday morning, and after the prayer, was an awesome prayer, hallelujah to God, on yesterday. And went to work, and God said, everything is all right now. He said, the stock market is growing. The other day, he said he lost $800. He said, the stock market is growing. And I walked into the office, you know, to this side, and they did start looking, hallelujah to God. And they seen the presence of the Lord on me, you know. They said, know that you can see this light on you. Hallelujah to God, but I don't pay that no mind. But the man said, stock market's up. I said, yeah, well, maybe to go up and split. And then a few minutes later, when he really thought about what was going on, he said, well, what am I going to do with all of this money? Remind me of what Jesus said. What good does it profit the whole world and lose your soul? Hallelujah to God. I was thinking on this morning, hallelujah to God, of the words of Jesus when he was crucified, and he said, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, my God, why have thou forsaken me? And he had gave up the ghost, hallelujah to God. He said it was finished, hallelujah to God. But in 3 days, he rose again, hallelujah to God. And with praising the Lord at all times, the praises, you know, people coming by now, and you see, I've seen somebody that a few years back, hallelujah to God, they were going through, hallelujah to God, and I was there, you know, working on the highways and had this ministry, hallelujah to God, and a friend came by of a different nationality, I think he's Mexican or Cuban or one of them, you know, and he had got the job, hallelujah to God, and the prayer that went out for him and his family was, it's way back in the archives because he testified of it, how he wanted a job and things had went bad, and the prayers of the righteous, the ones that are in the circle of friends, the one that are here now, the one that have gone on to be with the Lord, got together, hallelujah to God, and prayed. He was leaving a job, and the man threatened to kill him and his family that he wanted him to stay working for him. And yet we brought it before the same prayer, praise, deliverance. We brought it to the circle of friends, hallelujah to God. And at our prayer, and the man, he got the job. Matter of fact, he even got that truck he paid off. I seen him yesterday. He paid off another truck. He bought a mobile home for his family to live in and a piece of property, and all this during the course of these hours of powers of prayer, hallelujah to God. It's comes on in the morning. You have nothing to fear, hallelujah to God. God is still on the throne, hallelujah to God. And I want you to just be encouraged today. I want you to be encouraged that God is yet alive, hallelujah to God. He lives, thank God Almighty, he lives. Hallelujah. The earth is still here. We're still here. We're breathing in, hallelujah to God. We got words in our mouth, hallelujah to God. We have been called by God. We have been translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son, hallelujah to God. I'm excited about it. Had a special prayer line and live streaming last night, hallelujah to God. And people begin to come in from New York, Philadelphia, California. Everybody just got there wanting to hear a word from God. You know, sometimes you forget who you are in Christ. Just want to encourage you, and we're going to encourage you to who you are. People call up, they just want to say something. And I say, well, everything is going fine, and I forget that they're not calling and just hear, see how I'm doing. They're calling you because they want to hear a word from God. They want to know what is God saying. They know that you're a prayer warrior. They know your lifestyle. They know who you are. They know that you are the living epistle, that if anyone hear from God, and if anyone is going to tell them the truth at this time, it would be, hey, both shot down, I can't even see, it would be you. They know that you have that relationship with God. They know that you rise up early in the morning. They know that you have given them an invitation to come. Hallelujah to God. Come to the hour of prayer. Come this time of morning. Come and let's adore the Lord. Come on, let's worship him. They had that invitation. Then after the young boy, I said, that's why they hung up the phone. They didn't want to know how I was doing. They want to know what's going on with this crisis. Hallelujah to God. We have people that lies, hallelujah to God. We have people that are not the truth. They are known, hallelujah to God. But they know that you have the integrity, hallelujah to God, that you practice the integrity in Christ, that there's nothing going on in the darkness, hallelujah to God. There's nothing going on that you have to be ashamed of when no one's out there, because you're just like Daniel, hallelujah to God, and other patriarchs, hallelujah to God, that have sold out, hallelujah to God. And like Paul said, I have been persuaded that nothing shall separate me from the love of Christ. Then he began perils. He began to begin things that just come up upon us, such as so now. Nothing shall separate us from the love of God. Hallelujah, God. Just before the pandemic struck, it seemed like that we were getting weary. I was getting weary and well doing. It seemed like the prayer line that they wasn't calling it like they was, you know. But I thank God for Pastor Darling and her integrity. Hallelujah to God as he stands. So they said, well, what you going to do? Say, we'll be on in the morning. You're going to get the lines ready. Hallelujah to God. And you're going to go forth. Hallelujah to God. you dial the phone, and it seemed like that the adversary just attacked at the radio station. Hallelujah, God. We have to go to the backup. When you stand in God's word, when you have been persuaded, hallelujah, God, that nothing shall separate you, neither diet, life, death, nakedness, famines, hallelujah to God. People are calling in and saying, well, this one got tested, that one got tested. Hallelujah to God. I had to explain to my daughter, she called last night, hallelujah to God. She said, Daddy, this is the person that I walked with, that I was in the elevator with him, and he had tested positive, hallelujah to God. But I say, child, rejoice in knowing that because you were there, and he was there, he was infected. She said, that's not for the fact that you serve God, the fact that you're saved, hallelujah, God. Perhaps because all of you that are here right now are saved, because you have a love for God, hallelujah, God. He's not a man that he should lie. He's not the son of man that he should repent. He said he has come to you, has translated you from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. He said, great is he, Yahshua, that is in you, than he that is in the world, hallelujah. All you have to do is open your mouth and begin to speak the word, because he told you out of your belly, he will shine down our cardio, shall flow rivers of living water. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. He said that this poor man cried, or this poor person cried, this man, this boy, this girl cried, and God delivered them out of all of their fears. We have nothing to fear. Hallelujah to God. He will shine down our heart, because we serve the living God. Let me see the time, our cardio, hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. That we serve the living God, hallelujah to God. He's there. He was there then. He's there now. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. He is at the right hand of the Father. He's the mediator, hallelujah to God. Encouraging you. Bringing you. Drawing you. Now he has sent this out. He said, well, this thing is in his coming out from the pews. Come out from your comfort zone, hallelujah to God. Never mind the pain. Get your walking stick if you have to. Get your go-kart if you have to. Have a wagon that to push, hallelujah to God. The people are there. They need a word from the Lord, hallelujah to God. This should be a wonderful time of harvest, hallelujah to God. Because the Lord has delivered us from out of all of our fears. I was thinking about the awesomeness of God. How this earth just hangs by nothing in space. It just rotates, hallelujah to God. It's just there. The seasons are changing. Spring is here on time, in spite of the pandemic. Things are going on, and we're still here in this hour of power of prayer, talking to God, asking him to have mercy. God could have spoken as he does so many times, speak to people out, so many miracles that he just works, and we find the evidence out as soon as the broadcast goes, as soon as you get your invitation to come to the Lord, as soon as you have a chance to sow into the ministry, hallelujah to God, is this way, that way, that you can sow to keep the radio broadcast. And right after all that done and the phone is gone and the quiet time is gone, sometime before you can get that next cup of coffee, God has worked a miracle, hallelujah to God. Being that it may that we did pray, hallelujah to God, and we did stay here. We're standing at the post, saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, hallelujah to God. God is still blessing. So this is on his program, hallelujah to God. God is blessing us right now. The Lord is our light and our salvation. Whom shall we fear? The Lord is the strength of our life. And whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, my enemies, and my foe came up against me, eat upon my flesh, they stumble and fell. So shall this virus be the same. It shall stumble and fall. It will not overtake us. Hallelujah to God. Well, Baba Kanya Sah, we thank God. Hallelujah to God. We thank God. We're going to cut the pastor, darling. Hallelujah to God. And see what she has. Hallelujah to God. I know that there's Hebel Shata Nakadio Sia, things that Hebel Shata came in prayer requests. Hallelujah to God. She will see what she have. Hallelujah to God. And thank God, hallelujah, that we're here. We're alive. We're well. Hallelujah to God. We're still strong. Hallelujah to God. He's still working. He's working the miracles so great. Hallelujah to God. Just tears of joy begin to come. Hallelujah to God. The soul is making a boast in the Lord. Hallelujah to God. They're coming, they're looking, hallelujah to God. Abel, Shatana, Kayasia. They're looking, they're watching, hallelujah to God. Why, like they told Pastor Donnie, why are you getting laid off? Why do you have the joy? Because you're blessed, hallelujah to God. to come in. Good morning. How's it going? Don't they realize that there's something going on? Yes, it's going on. Don't realize that this is going on. It's almost martial law everywhere, because we serve the God. Hallelujah to God. We're not fearful or afraid because it's there. He was Paul that quoted, said, this earthly tabernacle shall be dissolved. We have a building eternal in the glory. We have a resting place. We have a mansion. We have somewhere else to go. Hallelujah to God. But it ain't that time yet. So we're going to rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Pastor Darling, you have a prayer request. So let's see how they go from here. Hallelujah to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Everybody, it's just good to be here once again. God is so good, and his mercies endure forever. Thank you, Apostle Horsley, for getting us started this morning and sharing with us today, because God is just drawing people together. I'm finding my family, some of us that don't normally communicate like some of us do. You know, there are certain ones who communicate all the time, but we are finding that others are communicating at this time. So we just thank God for that. And I want to pray for Sister Cheryl's family. Her mother and some of her other relatives have the flu. I believe her mother's name is Vera. We want to pray for them. Rod and Jerry, they got the flu shot, and now they have the flu. So, amen. So Sabrina also has been tested for the COVID-19, don't have the results back. That is Jamila's sister-in-law, which is Cheryl's daughter. So we want to pray for her, that she would not be fearful. Also Abraham, my grandson, he's allergic to the pollen in the air, and his eyes were so swollen the other day, his right eye was almost closed. So we need to pray that God will deliver him from that allergy. And then Celeste has allergies to fish and nuts, and so we want to pray that God would deliver her from those allergic reactions when she eats those foods, because God made these foods and he can heal us so that we can eat whatever we want to.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Hallelujah to God. Go ahead, Pastor. You want to say something else?
No, that's good. I mean, those are the things that I wanted us to pray for, and of course we're praying for people around the world. I mean, this time, people in New York and New Orleans, seems like it's just really, really bad there. I don't know why they're letting people continue getting on the subway trains. They had they showed a picture of a crowded subway train yesterday. It's like, what are they doing? So anyway, we just pray for wisdom across this nation and around the world so that they can get rid of this COVID-19. I mean, just, and we know that God can deliver. He can just stop it, just like he did when he brought those pestilences upon Pharaoh when Moses was there with them. So we know that God can do anything. So we're trusting him. But at the same time, there are precautions that can be taken to keep people from getting infected. Amen?
Amen. We thank God for that. Hallelujah to God. They're looking to God. He's making it emphatically clear that he's the God of salvation, that he is the God of deliverance. Hallelujah to God. Me that's going to believe God as we come together for that special prayer request that Pastor Darling put in for the family members and for Celeste Joy and her brother. Hallelujah to God, to let the allergies be broken. Hallelujah to God. And those that have tested, took the this cobra, sound like a snake, COVID-19. The flu shot, hallelujah to God, that their system would begin to build up even at this crucial time, hallelujah to God, and that the Lord is blessing them right now in the name of Jesus. We want to declare and decree that to be so, that there would be peace and that the family members would be healed, hallelujah to God. And we would ask the Lord to do it, because we don't want the grandchildren of them to that this would take away from the praises of God or bring distraction in there. Hallelujah, God. So there's a special place that we have right now in the name of Jesus to pray for them. And then we're going to come right back to the prayer line. And for everyone, those are those prayer requests there. We're going to take about 3 minutes, hallelujah to God, or less, hallelujah to God, if you want to pray. for them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we pray, oh Lord God, for these special healings, oh Lord God, and deliverance from the COVID, Lord God, and the allergies, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God.
That you and her,
by your spirit,
oh Lord God, rotting, God, who have,
Jesus, oh Lord God,
right now, Lord God,
others that are on the line, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you move by your spirit, God. And by your power, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, everyone that is on the line, God, in the name of Jesus, that you move by your spirit, oh Lord God, and by your power, Lord God, that you would just touch the line right now, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, the clarity of the line, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you move by your spirit, God, by your spirit, oh Lord God, minister Sonia, God, in the name.
In the name of Jesus, Like you can pray today or you have an opportunity, just say that. Or if you're not able to pray, just say I'm listening, and then we won't call on you. So if you just go ahead and give your request right now, that'd be great.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Yvonne Lester, I'm listening.
Amen.
Okay. Good to hear you.
Good morning, Sister Marie.
Okay. Good to hear your voice this morning. God bless you.
Good morning.
Okay.
Sister Jeannie, listening. God bless.
God God bless.
All right, God bless you. Mm-hmm. Good to hear you.
Good morning, Sister Kenesha, listening.
Okay, good to hear your voice. God bless you. Okay, well, let's just go ahead and ask our Sister Marie if you'll go ahead and pray, and then we'll go from there. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning, Lord, bowing down to you, Heavenly Father, touching and agreeing, Heavenly Father. Yes, Lord, just worshiping you, Lord, and praising you, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy, Heavenly Father, for your eternal life, Lord, that you've given us, Lord. Oh, yes, for your unconditional love, Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, just praising you, Lord, for just being Almighty God, the great I Am you are. Oh, yes, Lord, we just love you with all our heart, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Father, we just praise you, Lord, for our health, Lord. We praise you for our strength, Lord. We praise you for the power you instilled in us, Lord. Oh, yes, Heavenly Father, we just praise you for walking with us, Lord, as we run this race to you, Heavenly Father. Lord, we just praise you, Lord, for opening doors for us, Lord. We praise you for shutting doors that should be shut. We praise you for making a way, Lord, making ways out of no ways, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, we praise you for providing for us, Heavenly Father. Oh, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, we praise you, Lord, for Jesus dying on the cross for our sins, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, we just praising you, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Heavenly Father, we just ask you that you continue praying, pouring more and more of the Holy Spirit in us on a daily basis, Lord, for continuing renewing our minds, Lord. Oh, yes, opening our eyes, Lord. And, Lord, we pray and ask that you allow us to hear more and more your voice, Lord, more and more. We want more and more of you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. We just thank you for the miracles and the blessings, Lord, that you have opened the window of heaven and poured out, Lord, for each individual, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, and for answering the prayers, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, Father, and we praise you for turning this virus around, Lord, for killing it, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Only you, Lord, only you. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord, for just being God. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we walk by faith and not by sight, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. We know that your will be done in our lives, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Your will, not our will, Lord. Oh, yes, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we're just asking you, Lord, to just continue helping us to walk in your word as you see for us to walk, Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, we just ask you and praise you, Lord, for being there for us, Lord, during the storms, Lord, for never turning your back on us or forsaking us, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Lord, we pray for the ones that are out there calling on you right now, Lord, whatever their cry may be, Lord. Answer their prayers, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. We pray for those that are out there addicted to whatever they may be addicted to, Lord, and want to be set free, Lord. Break the chains of bondage, Lord. Set them free, Heavenly Father, no matter what it is, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, we pray for those that's in therapy and rehabilitation therapy, Lord. Help them, Lord. Give them strength to complete, to do what it takes, Lord, that they can see their miracle, Lord. They can see their blessing, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Those in the nursing home, Lord. Oh, yes, let your will be done in their life, Lord. Oh, Lord, we're praying for healing for them, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, that they may return home to their family members, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, we're praying for that you just, for depression, those that are out there that are suffering from depression, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, only you, Lord. Oh, Lord, yes, Lord, we depend on you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. But we know that your will be done in these situations, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord, and we're asking that your will be done, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Praying for those that have been waiting on their miracles, their blessings, Lord. Move them up. Let them be next in line for the miracle, for the blessings, Lord. Oh, yes, Heavenly Father. We're praying for those right now, Lord, that's out there, Lord, that's on the line that haven't spoke, but their heart is filled, Lord. Lord, open up their heart that they, even if they don't do it on the prayer line, Lord, that they release all that stuff that they're holding in, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Heavenly Father. Oh, in Jesus' name, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we just pray, Lord, right now, Lord, that you touch each and every one of us on the prayer line, Lord, and our family members, our friends, Lord. Oh, Lord, that things be, that our heart desire be answered, Lord, that our prayers be answered, that healing be made, Lord, that we receive healing and deliverance, Lord, where needed, Lord. You know what's going on, each and every one of us and our family members, Lord. Only you can do that. Only you know, Lord. Only you can change it, Lord. We're asking that you change it, things what need to be changed, Lord. Provide things that need to be provided. Heal each and every illness that need to be healed, Lord. Those that are looking and trying to find a job, Lord, when the right time, Lord, and we know that you would do that, Lord. We ask that the job be provided for those in need, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Praying for those that don't know you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, that someone would, that you would provide someone in the past that would explain to them that they'll get to know you, Lord, and accept you as their Lord and Savior, Lord. Praying for the backsliders, Lord, that they come back to you, Lord. Oh, yes, that they hear a word and they remember that they can't do all things without you, Lord. That through you, we can do all things because of you strengthening us, Heavenly Father. And in Jesus' name, we can do all things, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Heavenly Father, we just glorify you for who you are. Oh, yes, we can never thank you enough, Lord. We can never thank you enough. No, we can never say enough words to thank you for all you've done, Lord. Oh, Heavenly Father, there's no one like you. There's no one like you, Lord. And we ask that you magnify more and more you in our life, Lord. More and more you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Heavenly Father, we just ask you, Lord, to help us continue to walk in your word, Lord, on a daily basis, all during the day, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. And we ask that you just touch prayer, praise, and deliverance, prayer line, Lord, and that people open their heart, Lord, and plant seeds, Lord, that they're able to plant, Lord, to help continue it growing, Lord. Touch people and each one of us, Lord, that we just keep continue sharing, that more people come to the line, Lord, the more is the merrier, Lord. And they do accomplish themselves, Lord, by praying and coming to this prayer line every morning, starting their day off, Lord, which is a wonderful thing, Lord, when we come and we share and we be on the prayer line and we hear the word, we learn, Lord. Oh, it's just help our day, Lord, and enhance our relationship with you, Lord. And for those who don't have seed to pray, Lord, bless them, Lord. Bless them financially, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, we just ask you that to touch each and every one of us, Lord, that we just, that we really understand that this line don't work just by the prayers, Lord, alone. When it calls, take finances to help support it, Lord, that it can expand even beyond we ever thought it would, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord, in Jesus' name we pray, Lord. Oh, yes, in connection with every prayer, Lord, that been prayed, Lord, whether it was silent, out loud, and all over the nation, the prayers all over the nation, Lord, we connect it with our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us, Lord. Lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For you are our kingdom, our power, Lord. You are our strength. You are our love. You are our joy, Lord. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Father.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you, my sister Marie, for the wonderful prayer this morning. And we are glad that everyone is here to be in agreement with God, because when we agree with God, then everything will be all right. And this morning, as I was praying, I heard in the spirit that we should do a fast Friday. Now, we will have our normal monthly fast next week, starting Wednesday. But for Friday, just want to do a fast. There's so much going on, and we know that God will help us if we turn down our plates and if we just go ahead and do a fast. So the scripture that we're going to use is, and I thank Pastor Scholastica for just sending this to me, is in Isaiah chapter 38, verses 1 through 6. And this is Hezekiah. I'm going to read that. Let me just read it. Isaiah 38, 1 through 6, it says, "In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, came unto him and said unto him, Thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Then Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall and prayed unto the Lord, and said, Remember now, O Lord, I beseech thee, how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. Verse 4 says, Then came the word of the Lord to Isaiah, saying, Go and say to Hezekiah, Thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will add unto thy days 15 years, and I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city." So I believe this is a very appropriate scripture, these verses here to go with the fast, with what we see going on, and just pray for God's deliverance. I know we have been praying, and as I have shared, I think it was last week, whenever you get ready to sit down to eat and you pray over your food, say a prayer for the situation concerning the COVID virus, COVID-19, because that helps us to remember to pray just a little bit more often than we would normally pray. So if we could do that, fast with us on this Friday, and believe God that he can deliver, that he will stop this virus. And that, you know, many people need to come to Jesus Christ. You know, sometimes these things come to get the attention of those who have just forgotten about God. There have been so many people, so many laws in our country that are contrary to the Bible, to what God has ordained. And so there are times when God will do and allow things to happen so that people can change their mindset and come back to God. There are those who have left God. There are those who have left the fold. There are those who have never received Jesus as Savior. So we're believing for souls. So when we're praying and when we're fasting Friday, let's just pray that God will bring more souls and people will get real with him and that people will be healed across the land. Amen. So Lord God Almighty, I just thank you for this day. Thank you, Lord, for the hour of power of prayer this morning. Oh God, thank you for Apostle Horsley and what he does and bringing us the word and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Thank you for each and every sister and brother who comes shares with us through prayer, and even when they bring their requests, oh God, I thank you, Lord, today for just knowing that as we come, Lord, we see you work, and we know that you're doing it work, Lord, and we're trusting you even now, Father, that you protect each and every one of us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I decree that the healing spirit is moving right now. I decree the healing spirit is taking care of the bodies right now. Some people are in their hospital rooms right now, that they shall rise up again, oh God, and give you the honor, give you the glory, and give you the praise. It's in the name of Jesus I pray and I thank you. I say hallelujah and amen. Amen and amen. Everybody have a great day. Go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That's the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. I love each and every one of you, and I pray that you would just keep your eyes on the prize, which is the high calling of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved, as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and everyone who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled A-R-D-L-E-Y. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961 pound. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.